Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 20th of February, recording at 9:13 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights today. Some of the Asian stock markets are still closed, celebrating the Chinese New Year. But where they were open, they were quietly steady. That includes the Hang Seng, that includes Japan, although the Nikkei was down at less than a point. The other indices were up. And quite a good performance, interestingly, from the second section, which had been such an underperformer for a number of months since Japan's peak last year. And European markets closed a bit weaker on the day. Wall Street had opened soft in line with the European action, but then closed with modest gains on the day, the best being in the NASDAQ, up 0.67 of a percent. Government bonds, I hadn't even looked at them earlier today, but slightly steady with the exception of UK gilts. And the dollar has seen some modest gains in here. The real drama came in the precious metals, where gold and silver were hit quite hard. Silver bounced back. Well, it halved its decline, closed in the middle of the range. But gold, as I speak, is trading down $12 at $658.75. More on that in a moment. Price of crude oil was also clearly weaker, closing at $58.07. And in the cocoa, disappointing. We had a small key day reversal in the May cocoa UK contract. And it closed down 16. And corn in the grains and beans, corn, I beg your pardon, soybeans up a tiny bit. Corn and wheat were slightly easier. Okay, so what's going on here with these stock markets? Well, still basically steady overall. There's very little to add here. I have my biggest concern is that there are a number of trends that are overextended on the upside, and that has made me feel that we are heading towards a medium-term correction, with the most likely time frame during which that would occur would be sometime between April and October. I don't think that's anything to feel panicky about. Or even alarmed about, but inevitably we do get reactions when markets are a little bit too strong for a while. Nevertheless, this remains a seasonally attractive year, a statistically attractive year, I should say, third year of the U.S. presidential election cycle. Of known factors that could really rattle investors, I don't see many. There's a bit of vertigo. That's my main concern here right now, but there's nothing else that looks ominous at this stage. And I think these stock markets are going to move higher for at least the short term, and I would also expect them to close the year higher than they are today, but as to say, likely to be punctuated with another correction, which I suspect will be a less dramatic version of the one that we saw in May and June, and that was more dramatic because the central banks suddenly became quite aggressive on the inflation front. Okay, in terms of performance here overall, I really do like the Japan action, and I recommend that all subscribers read the Global Thematic Investing report from Ian Little and Bruce Albrecht, which is the lead-off item that I've posted here today. It's an absolutely terrific report. You can't fail but to be interested in some of these observations, and not least because they're original thinkers and writers. You'll notice a number of Fuller Money themes in there as well. I guess that's inevitable, but it's an excellent, excellent report, and I commend it to you. So Japan, I think, could certainly surprise us on the upside this year. I've leveraged myself up there a little bit recently, and I'll add more on strength. And I think also you've seen the recent strength in the mining sector. I think that's likely to continue. Today, for instance, we saw nickel, get this, up to $39,999. No one quite wanted to pay that extra dollar to get it up to 40,000, and it closed very strong here, up 39,850. Most of the metals are firm, although in today's action in the industrial metals, three were up and three down on the day. I think the ones that were down were copper, aluminium, and zinc. But the overall tone and trend of these metals is really quite strong. I think we had another new high by lead today, in addition to nickel's new high. And you've seen the way BHP Billiton has surged higher in the last few weeks. I expect that share to be much higher in a year's time from now, and I wouldn't be surprised if the whole mining sector is considerably stronger. So, moving on. The government bonds, the gilts really have pegged back the little bit of short covering gains that they had seen, but are basically in ranging patterns overall. I don't like this sector, as you know. I don't think we'll get a decent technical rally in the fixed interest sector until we get a medium-term correction in global stock markets. I'm not sure I would even buy for that rally in the fixed interest sector, although one could. I would imagine there'll be the technical justification to do so, but I would just regard that as a little bit of temporary flight to so-called quality. I say so-called because I don't regard the government bonds as quality. The yields are too low, the supply is too great, and the embedded inflation in what I think will be a gradually unfolding long-term inflationary cycle is too great. Less of the inflation now, but the supply remains a big problem. And if it weren't for central banks such as the Bank of China, Bank of Japan, keeping US Treasuries yields as low as they currently are, I think those yields would be considerably higher. And that buying, a lot of that buying is for political reasons rather than investment management. Okay, the US dollar. Well, this is a little bit of steadying here today, but here the dollar index is only closing out the day at 84.19. 84, I think I've mentioned before, is an area where you could expect a little bit of ranging, but I would need to see a clear upward dynamic to think that the dollar was going to go anywhere other than sideways and a bit lower. But I don't expect any route, as you know. Most of the currency action is of a ranging nature overall. Crude oil had run into a has run into a temporary ceiling at that $60 level, but even when I look at today's action, which was fairly soft, crude is trading at 58.07. That's spot crude. That's hardly a disaster. and it's not that far below that 60 resistance level. So my guess is that this is a consolidation and that we will see oil breaking to the upside. And I think that the strength that you're seeing in some of the industrial mining shares right now is going to be played out, perhaps to a lesser extent and perhaps more slowly, by oil shares in the months ahead. In other words, I expect I'll go right against the grain of all conventional thinking. Conventional thinking, as you know, is bearish on the sector, bearish on the price of crude. I think we will see oil prices moving higher from here in the next big move, as I've been saying for a while. And what else to mention? I've already covered the metals, the precious metals. Now, this gold reaction is a little bit unnerving for short-term traders or for traders generally. In terms of the long-term outlook, what I see is just a big buildup of support and lots of potential on the upside. But we did see 6 weeks of gains, of ranging gains, not really getting overextended, but it was quite a reasonable rally. And then gold trading right now down $12.30 off the high. So that gives it a small downward dynamic on the chart for today. Perhaps, well, interestingly and perhaps significantly, we did not see similar action across the other precious metals. But nevertheless, gold will need to stage a good recovery tomorrow for nerves to settle. And if the gold market follows through on the downside tomorrow, we could see a bit further correction here over the short term. I don't think long-term investors, unleveraged investors in gold bullion, need to worry one iota about this, nor long-term investors in gold shares. But from a trading standpoint, as I say, we do need to see a rally tomorrow. In other words, failure to follow through on the downside to, I think, suggest that, this was a one-day spasm, such as we saw on the 16th, when we had the platinum price weaken quite subtly. Suddenly, so tomorrow is quite likely to be an interesting day here in the precious metals. And grains and beans, well, this is really being led on the upside by soybeans. I think the main reason for that is that the forecasts are that so many people are going to switch to planting corn to cover the ethanol demand in the United States that will leave less acreage for soybeans. Meanwhile, global stockpiles are small, and the charts can support further gains. I think most of those gains, if they're going to occur, will be occurring as we get into the crop planting and growing season. And I think that's pretty much it. So just all the very best to all of you.